We have over 130 members of Congress signed on to a piece of legislation giving the employees of TSA the right to choose a bargaining unit should they choose. And so we think that in the workplace, that option should be available to employees, whether they're private or federal.
And do you have any sense of how widespread the desire for this is among the TSA workforce?
Well, virtually every airport that I go through, just in casual conversation with the employees, there are issues around workplace safety, there are issues around pay, there are issues around evaluations that rise to the surface and pretty much indicate to me that employees would like to have some say-so in the workplace. And as a democracy, I think that's a reasonable request to have.
Well, Congressman, there was this question about whether or not it would impair national security to give screeners the ability to join a union because then the union would have the ability to strike. Is that a specious argument or does that hold any merit for you?
Well, it holds no merit. There's a specific prohibition in the legislation we'll consider tomorrow that prevents that. But my experience with other law enforcement related personnel or security personnel who are unionized, look, these individuals are loyal citizens, they're patriotic Americans. They would not do anything to harm the traveling public in this instance or any other situation. So I just think it's an argument that's put out there to try to scare people into opposing this piece of legislation. There's no record of note of any federalized law enforcement agency with a union having the ability to strike, and they've striking. I mean, you know, so it's a spacious argument, is one that we've looked at, and we've specifically included legislation so to give comfort to people who might be concerned that this cannot happen.
And, Congressman, what about the management's worry that, clearly a strike is off the table, as it is for most federal employees, but the idea of, in an emergency, they might have to force overtime at the last minute,
well,
or might have to reassign people, and that flexibility that management wants, would that still be available,
well,
do you think?
Absolutely. See, this is not an issue of telling someone when they have to come to work. It's just workers needing to know what the plan is. Emergency situations come up all the time. We have policemen in this country who are unionized. We have firemen in this country who are unionized. And I've not seen an emergency situation occur where a policeman or a fireman would say, I'm off duty, I'm off the clock, I'm not going. Again, it's one of those arguments put forth that has no validity.
We're talking this morning to Congressman Benny Thompson, Chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security, about TSA and its efforts to organize in a union. And, Congressman, how would you go about, or how do you think it would be best done that the union select their union from TSA? Because there were competing interests here. I know the Treasury's union, Treasury Employees Union, and the AFGE were both kind of vying for position.
Sure.
How do you go about that?
Well, you know, the employees make a choice. All we do is create the opportunity for the employees, should they decide that it's in their best interest to form a union, then, again, it's their choice to select the particular union. Congress has no input in it. Those unions will have to go make their cases to the individual employees, get the proper signature cards executed, just like any other organizing campaign. And I think in this situation where you have more than one union interested, the employees and the workplace can only be better because of it.
And you think that what kinds of things do you think a union would bring to the table that under current conditions employees who work for the TSA cannot accomplish?
Well, we have an evaluation system that is at best mediocre for employees. We don't have a standardized pay system for people who work for employees. We don't have in law a system for employees who see something wrong and report it that they won't be penalized. There is a reference to whistleblower protections, but there's nothing in law. There's no veteran preference in law for individuals. You know, we have a number of returning veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan and other areas who would, I think, should be given priority for employment opportunities. Well, we want to make that a fact of law and not just, well, we do it anyway. No, we want to make it part of the law. So there are a lot of other things in this bill than just collective bargaining, but the long-term impact is those 50-plus thousand screeners and other employees at TSA can now know what to expect each day when they go to work.
And it was then Secretary Norman Mineta of Transportation who left this whole collective bargaining out of the TSA creation. Do you feel that there's support now from Janet Napolitano, the DHS secretary now?
Well, you know, I look at the secretary's record. It shows that she has supported issues of workers having the right to organize. I don't see why that would not be the case in this instance. But again, it's for Congress to make the decision, and again, to give the workers the right to do it. It's a reasonable opportunity to afford the employees. There's competition in the marketplace for that right. And we have over 130 members of Congress who signed on to the bill. And in this instance, we plan to move forward with it at 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon with the markup on the bill.
And Congressman, there was an incident recently where TSA screeners were not able to consistently wear masks during that whole outbreak of swine flu. Is this the kind of thing you think that's driving them toward a union?
Well, I think that particular instance is just one of a number of situations. Had you had a union representing employees, they would speak with one voice. So again, it's an excellent example of what an organized workplace can mean for the employee. But also, I would not want to put any employee, whether they're union or non-union, in a potential harmful situation. So this, again, is an opportunity that we make available. It is not a mandatory unionization effort. It just creates the opportunity for the employees at TSA to have the right to select the bargaining unit by election, not by appointment, not by selection. The employees of TSA will have the right to vote on whether or not they want a bargaining unit and then have a choice on which bargaining unit.
Okay, so they can vote not to have a bargaining unit if that's their choice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. At this point, they are prevented from making a decision. And in a democracy, I am absolutely convinced that workers should have the right to make that choice.